Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
So I am trying to be a better husband. I think, honestly, I'm not a terrible guy, but I know I could be doing better. My wife deserves to have a good husband because she is a really good wife to me, even though I complain a lot. So what am I doing to do that? Trying to help out so she doesn't have to make all the meals after a long day of work. And the other night, we're like, okay, let's have some stuffed bell peppers. So you get different green, red, yellow peppers. You put some taco meat in there. I'm doing all this stuff, and I use like a Pyrex kind of glass thing. You know what that is, like for baking?
Yep.
Okay, so I had the peppers in there. They're done in 20 minutes. They're ready to go. You just have to put the beef in there, and that's pretty much put on your toppings or whatever. Well, I was also trying to take out the recycling, so I had the Pyrex dish sitting on the stove. I opened the door, and I guess it was cold, and that was really hot. Something about, like, expanding and contracting. And I'm, like, about 20 feet from the back door, and I hear, pew! It sounded like an explosion. Honestly,
what?
It sounded like a bomb went off. And I hear glass shattering, and I could just hear it. And it was like, I could hear the impact of the glass like a bomb, like hitting things. And I'm like thinking in my head, I'm like, oh my God, how dumb is my wife that she dropped dinner? I assume my wife probably picked it up and tried to move it and it was hot and dropped it everywhere.
Yeah.
I hate to say that, that's what I assume. But I'm like, because I knew glass was broken. You've heard the sound of glass, but it sounded just like pressure and everything. I come inside and I'm going to have us post this photo up on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Have you seen this, Alex?
No.
Okay, I didn't know if you saw it on my story because I put it up on my story last night. But check this out. This is the aftermath. The photo you can see at Joe and Alex Show in just 1 second. Give us a follow of it exploding and glass going everywhere. Glass went inside the taco meat. Here you go. Check that out right there, Alex. Those peppers.
Wow.
These peppers were inside of a glass container.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there is glass everywhere. You're right, including in your little taco meat and stuff.
Yeah, so we ended up throwing everything out. We made more meat and just kind of ate it with some rice. So it was a basic dinner. But I tried so hard to cook, and it was just a freaking cooking disaster. I mean, and it was like a disaster because it had exploded and it ruined the Pyrex. I guess apparently that's a really nice thing.
Yeah, it is.
So my wife's like, great, now I got to buy some more Pyrex.
Yeah, Cheapskate Joe over here is just thinking about the money he has to spend.
All right, let's talk to Alex, my favorite name in the world. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Alex, what do you have happen? A little cooking disaster.
I don't know if I would call it little, but it definitely had to do with stoves. When I was 13, actually, right before my senior year of high school.
Alex, yeah. Do me a favor. Make sure you talk right into your phone trying to move around because I want to hear the story, but you're cutting out.
Okay. When I was 13, right before my freshman year of high school, I was babysitting my younger sister while my mom was at work. And any time we cooked, we had to ask. So I asked her if I could make eggs and bacon. And obviously, she thought I was going to make it in the microwave, but I thought I'd be cool and cook bacon on the stove. And I thought I'd be a scientist afterwards and threw an ice cube into the grease while it was still on the burner.
Oh, no.
And obviously it flamed up a little bit and it scared me. So I picked up the skillet. And when I did that, more grease had sloshed over the ice cube. And so not thinking about it, I grabbed a glass of water and threw it onto the grease to put the fire out, not thinking about the fact that the ice had just melted into water. And it actually took off all the skin off of my right pointer finger completely and burnt my bone.
Oh my goodness.
It was like a crazy experience. But actually my neighbor who was arguing with my parents for a couple of years had actually came over, on his bare hands and knees and cleaned it up before the police and firemen even came. And I literally only have a dot on my finger of a scar now.
Wow. Whoa, that is a great story. I'm so glad that that is all that had happened. It didn't flare up in your face or something.
Yeah, it burnt my mom's cabinets and the ventilation air, the hood vents. But I remember when the police called her, they were like, well, we're going to take her in an ambulance. And she goes, no, you're not. I'm coming home from work. She said she could have caught my house on fire. I'm glad she's not dead.
That is a crazy story, Alex. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, wow, we appreciate it. Matt, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. We're asking, what is your cooking disaster? What was yours?
So my cooking disaster was about 2 weeks after we had moved in. My fiance and I had moved into our very first rental house. We were gifted a deep fryer. And wanted to make some cheese curds. We're big Beat Ups fans, so we wanted to have some, you know, wanted to try and replicate it. Well, we heated the oil a little too hot and didn't think to take it outside. So my wife calls me into the kitchen where the deep fryer and our curtains are on fire.
Ooh.
I, being an idiot, grab it and try and bring it outside. Dumping it out didn't really do anything except catch the concrete on fire.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
So did your house then, the whole house, catch on fire?
Luckily, no. We were able to smother the entire, we were able to smother the fire. So luckily, we only had to replace the curtains and also had to replace the door to our back backyard. But luckily, that was the extent of the damage.
So when there is a grease fire occurring, for people like me that barely know how to cook toast, is it like you're supposed to just grab a blanket or something and smother it? What is the way that you're supposed to get rid of a grease fire instead of dumping water on it again?
Well, don't smother it with a blanket unless you want the blanket to catch on fire.
Yeah, what is the direction?
Just make sure that all the oxygen is gone.
Oh, like put a lid on it or something?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, don't feed the flame.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, well, we're glad everything worked out, but yeah, that scares the crap out of me. Hey, thank you, Matt. That kind of reminds me of when you do like Thanksgiving and they, you know, talk about frying a turkey and not to put too much in there. People catch their house and their deck and their garage on fire all the time. That's a big no-no.
Well, see, now this is freaking me out because what I do, and I do this like every day when I cook something on the stove, is while it's hot, like I turn the burner off, but the stove or the pan, obviously the skillet is still really hot, and I grab a cup of water and I just gently dump the whole cup of water into the pan and then squirt dish soap in it so it almost like cooks the whatever, you know, the food remnants out of the pan a little bit for me. It like kind of like starts the cleaning process. Am I not supposed to do that until my pan, like let it soak after it's cooled off?
I wouldn't mess with it. I wouldn't. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Maybe,
but
I'm almost causing grease fires. That's scary.
Yeah, if you're Alex's neighbor, you better make sure you're ready to get out. Jeez.